Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Fast 12. I'm Bill Belosky, and this is Jason Flynn, and we're the program committee co-chairs this year. Thank you all for coming. I think we have a very exciting, really good program that we've set up. And before we get started, you get to listen to us tell you about it. So first, some statistics. We set all kinds of records this year in FAST. We got the most number of submissions of any FAST in history. We also have the largest number of accepted papers, while I believe tying for the lowest acceptance rate, which says how well we did with the number of papers. Just as of yesterday, we passed the previous record for registrations. It had been 480, and we're at 485, and we'll get some more. And whether that's a comment on how well we're doing with the program or just that the economy has recovered enough that people can come to conferences again, I don't know, but we'll take it. A personal statistic is that I looked and my FAST email folder has 2,441 messages in it. So I don't know whether that's a record, but it could be. Another thing that we did this year that's new, it was Jason's idea. We tried having short papers in the program. So far through the process, it looks like it's worked out pretty well. We got a lot of really nice papers. They wound up being accepted in the program at about the same rate as the full papers. And the idea with them is that they're refereed to the same quality standards as full papers, but just a smaller idea, a smaller quantity. And so we'd love to hear from you after you've seen the papers, whether you think that whether this was a good idea. It generated a bunch of submissions, and I think it's worked well so far. But there'll be a survey that'll get emailed to you on Friday, and if you could fill that out and let us know what you think, that would be really helpful. So this is a little graph that shows all of the words that were in the titles and abstracts of the submitted papers, and with a size that corresponds to their frequency. So you can see what's on people's mind. It's good that everybody's thinking about storage. Deduplication continues to be a really big topic, and you'll see a bunch of papers on that. As Jason pointed out, cloud is still a little word in there, but my prediction is that if we do this again in a couple of years, you're going to see more and more of that. So I'm not sure what else to say about it, but it was kind of fun. So putting on a conference like this takes an enormous amount of work from a whole lot of people, and we get to stand up here and maybe take a disproportionate amount of credit. So we really need to thank everybody who's helped with this. First, there's the program committee. If you remember a minute ago, I told you that we had a record number of submissions. When we sized the program committee, we did not assume that we would have a record number of submissions. And the consequence of that is that people wound up reading 30% more papers than we promised them they would have to read. And they did this largely uncomplainingly. So thank you very much for all of your work. The reviews that we got were very high quality, and the personalities in the program committee worked out pretty well too. So we had a good meeting. I'd also like to thank Dutch Meyer, who, sitting right here, who came in and was the scribe at our program committee meeting. So as we argued with one another about the papers, he took notes, and we sent the notes to the authors of the papers so that they had some idea what happened in the meeting in addition to what was written with the reviews. And that's actually a pretty challenging job, as Dutch will tell you, because, yeah. So again, thanks to the program committee. The tutorials went on yesterday. Jason and I had absolutely nothing to do with them, which is a great credit to John Strunk, who actually set up the whole program and ran it. We picked some members of the program committee to take care of the work in progress session and the posters, and Jason and I are on the email alias for those, and I can tell you from having read but not responded to those emails that there was a pretty fair amount of work involved in getting that all together. There are going to be two poster sessions, one this evening and then one tomorrow, And the posters, all of the accepted papers have posters, so if you have questions about papers that you see and that you didn't get to ask the authors during the technical sessions, you can go up and talk with them in depth. We tried to put the posters for papers on the night the papers were delivered, and then the papers that are on Friday are spread between the two sessions. And then there are also a bunch of posters that don't correspond to papers in the technical session. And then the FAST steering committee are the folks who selected us to do this, and they've been helpful in giving advice on a number of things. And they also, Jason's going to tell you in a minute about the Test of Time Award that they're responsible for, not us. And USENIX, so having never run a conference before, it wasn't quite obvious to me how the division of labor works. But the truth is that all the hard work was done by the folks in the USENIX office. All we had to worry about was the program. We had to worry about the people on the committee and getting the reviews done and reading the papers and the technical stuff. And all of the arranging for the room and the food and the really hard stuff was completely taken care of by the USENIX staff. They set up the software that handled the reviews. They were amazingly responsive. And I can't imagine having a better set of people to help put together a conference. So I highly recommend using USENIX for your conferences. And then the USENIX board for their support, including Margo, who was on the program committee. thank you, Margo. And then sponsors. So this takes a bunch of money. And as Margo will probably tell you, USENIX is not a bank. And so, well, they're doing fine, but the money has to come from somewhere, and it comes from sponsors. NetApp is running the reception. They've run the reception for years. And I have a little story. So 5 or 6 years ago, NetApp used to do a little raffle where you put your business card in the hat, and then they'd pull one person's name out of the hat and give out a prize. And this was long enough ago that the Nintendo Wiis were hard to come by, and they were raffling off a Wii. And Margo pulled a name out of a hat, and it was mine. And so my kids love NetApp. And they love Margo. I was sure to mention both of those names to them. But the next year we come back and NetApp says, oh, some guy from Microsoft won last year, so we're not doing the raffle anymore. So I apologize to all of you. You've lost your chance to win some free electronics because of me. Well, it's true. And then we've got a number of other sponsors, including a bunch of Microsoft competitors. I work for Microsoft and Microsoft itself. And so it's good to see everybody come together and agree on something for once. As you can see, there were a whole bunch more. I'm not going to read all the names. And then finally, the real thanks goes to the people who wrote the papers. Again, there were 137. Well, okay, so you're reading the bit about our wives. This is true. I spent many a dinner boring my wife with details of running this conference, and she. She was very polite in pretending to care about what I was saying. And I'm sure that Jason had the same experience. Because when you do something like this, it's on your mind a bunch, because there's always details coming in.
Yeah, my wife's very polite about that.
But the folks who wrote the papers, that's really where most of the work went, was in writing the papers. Microsoft and the University of Michigan were willing to pay us to do this. You know, I mean, I many, many hours in the past year for both of us were spent working on this rather than doing the stuff that's ostensibly our primary jobs, and our employers still continued to pay us. And then lastly, to all of you for coming and listening to what I think are going to be a great set of talks. And so Jason is going to do the other half of this.
So as you see on the slide here, there's a lot of really great events coming up sponsored by USENIX in the next year. And while you stare at this, I wanted to turn your attention to one that I think is of special interest to this community, which is hot storage, which has turned out to be a really exciting forum that's become really the premier place to present early work in storage. You know, these are ideas that are half-baked, you're not sure about. They may be wrong. They may be wild and crazy. They may be the next greatest thing that's gonna, you know, take the storage world by storm. And you know, the bar for submission isn't particularly high, 5-6 page paper. Submissions are coming up in about a month, and the workshop itself is being held again with the Federated Conferences Week, which if you haven't been is a really cool thing to attend because you get this great oleo of all these different things going on at the same time in the same location. Let's see here. So FAST is 10 years old. How many of you, just show of hands, how many attended the first FAST in 2002? Okay, that's a pretty good number. How many people have attended all the FASTs? I think there have been 9 of them. Okay, we've got 2, 3, 4 people. Okay, so you are the, this community has grown a lot. It's been a very successful community. I attended the first FAST the second FAST, 2003. And at the end of the conference, at the end of the day, it was in San Francisco, all the industry folks went home and the grad students were remaining behind. And I looked around and there was just a small handful of us. Now I look at the room and we've got, twice as many, 3 times as many people here, which is great. So in honor of this, we are starting a Test of Time Award that is going to honor seminal works that have appeared in FAST that are at least 10 years old. And so this is just a preview. The first award is going to be given today at the conference lunch, so stay tuned. So now I get the pleasure of talking about the best paper awards for this conference. These are USENIX Cash Awards, which I was really excited about. And then I opened up these folders and I realized that, they aren't actually cash, they're checks, and so the conference chair cannot wet his beak. But that's unfortunate for me, but good for the first authors of the following papers. So this year we selected 2 best paper awards, so a select group of PC members who are not conflicted with any of the nominated papers got together, read the camera-ready version of all these papers, and in the end we had a clear consensus as to the top 2 papers for this award. And so the first paper is, and I would like the authors to come up because I've got a check and I've got awards for them, is Recon, Verifying File System Consistency at Runtime from the University of Toronto. And you'll be able to see this right after the conference lunch at 2 p.m. today. I know someone's in the audience. I see. Yep. And our second best paper, which you can hear tomorrow, is Revisiting Storage for Smartphones from NEC Labs. And the last task I believe I have today is to announce FAST 2013. Now, you might say, well, sure, it's going to take place in 2013. It will probably take place in San Jose, California. It'll probably take place, unfortunately, on Valentine's Day. But what you might not know is who the program chairs are. So I would like to announce that it's in very capable hands. Keith Smith and YY are going to be running the conference for next year. Can Keith stand up? Where is Keith? There he is. So if you want something to change for next year, Keith and YY, who will be here a little bit later in the conference, are the people to talk to. And with that, I'd like to kick the conference off. And